Nolte, Not One Disney Plus Original Series Ranks in Year-to-Date Top 20. By John Nolte on August 17, 2026. The creative and financial failures at the Disney Grooming Syndicate march on in both its theatrical releases and, especially, a massive pile of Disney Plus original and very expensive streaming series no one watches. According to Nielsen, not a single Disney Plus original streaming series ranked in the top 20 most watched streaming series so far this year. In fact, Disney has not even done a decent job acquiring series. Only two acquired series in the Nielsen top 20 streaming series are on Disney Plus: The Simpsons at number 18 with 10.2 billion minutes streamed, no doubt hated by the fact that there are 816 episodes, and Bluey, which ranked at number 1 with 22.8 billion minutes streamed. In other words, out of 40 TV shows that ranked in the top 20 acquired or top 20 original most streamed series, Disney Plus only has 2 out of 40 appearing in the ranks. In the original series ranking, here's the breakdown. Netflix has 10 shows, including 3 in the top 5: Stranger Things at number 1, Bridgerton at number 3, and The Lincoln Lawyer at number 5. HBO Max has 1 show, The Pitt, which ranks at number 2. Paramount Plus has 1 show, Landman, at number 3. After this, Prime Video has 3 shows, Apple TV has 1, and Peacock has 2. Disney Plus's most watched original series is The Mandalorian, which has just 4.82 billion minutes viewed, which is well below Nielsen's number 20, Apple TV's Shrinking, which has 5.25 billion minutes. There are two things that put the failure of Disney Plus in stark terms. The first is that it owns what had been some of the most successful brands on the planet, starting with Disney. Then there's Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar. The second is equally shocking. Disney Plus has around 55 million subscribers, which is more than Peacock, 41 million, and more than Apple TV, 19 million. Still, Apple TV and Peacock managed to attract more streaming minutes to their original shows. What should demoralize Disney all the more is that reruns of TV shows reaching back decades attract more streaming minutes than the billions of dollars the groomers have spent on their Star Wars and Marvel TV shows. Friends, 10.6 billion. Modern Family, 9.8 billion. NCIS, 12 billion. Law and Order, 11.3 billion. And The Big Bang Theory, 20.4 billion. Things are not much better on the movie side of things. Disney had a big success with Toy Story 5 and The Devil Wears Prada 2. But Moana, Hoppers, and Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu all flamed out. Disney's embrace of woke has not only crushed its once bulletproof brand, but it has also resulted in a creative collapse where billions are spent on lousy movies and TV shows no one wants to see. Disney should move to Kansas. It desperately needs to reacquaint itself with normal people. How deranged, insulated, self-destructive, and poisoned with evil is a Disney company that believes it's a good idea to expose kids to drag queens, transsexuals, homosexuals, and transvestites? Burn, Disney, burn.